The Garfield County Commissioners held a special meeting Tuesday afternoon with a state public health department official and invited the public to listen in. The three commissioners formed a sort of ideological phalanx against the state, saying they did not want to move from the yellow COVID restriction phase to the orange phase. Commissioner Tom Jankowski said the new restrictions would punish small businesses, while big box stores continue business as usual. At first glance, this sounds like Jankowski is a champion of workers, but he also said most of the county's confirmed cases are affecting people between ages 20 and 60.
In our latest statistics we got from, which are a week old, but the last statistics we got from public health is that 61% of our cases are between ages 20 to 49. And if you put in the age group 15 to 19, that gets up to 70% of our cases. So it's this middle, it's this working class group or this our working workforce that, but they're not the people that are vulnerable. So, and if you go, if you put in 50 to 59, then you get up to 85% of our population. So that's where the cases are right now.
Those data come from the County Public Health website and suggest that the virus is already heavily impacting the local workforce. County health officials have stated that contact investigators are maxed out, which means that there are so many county residents exposed to COVID-19 that contact tracers cannot keep up. State Health Department official Mara Brozy-Witcher continued to point out that the county's incidence rate and confirmed case levels are too high for the county to remain at the yellow level.
So a few points. Of one, your community spread has changed quite drastically from what it was from the summer to what it is currently. At this point in time, Garfield County has exceeded the level yellow metrics for 26 days and has been in the level red metrics for 11 days. There has been a drastic uptick in cases in just this past week, where you have gone from an incidence level of 398 to over 623. That is a drastic change. And unfortunately, that's how COVID works, is that there is a growth, a curve that is gentle and seems like we might be able to get things under control. And then it spikes, which requires further mitigation steps and larger mitigation efforts. And that is why the capacity limits of level orange are a more appropriate place to be for the level of openness with the community transmission.
Despite most of the evidence pointing to a need for more public restrictions, the Garfield County Commissioners stood firm. But the standoff isn't over yet. The state health department plans to discuss the issue with county health officials before making a determination. The county commissioners will take public comment at Monday's regular meeting beginning at 8 a.m. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.